We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah! Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. Bam! WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 45 seconds to go right along with it on a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Matt Casey, they on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number four. About a three-hour schmooze right up until the Yankees pregame show, 9:25, right here on your fan, New York City.
The people and eyes around the world are focused on these 160 acres here in Anaheim, California.
Finding a way right now where, you know, it's not easy for us right now by any means, but the guys have been finding a way.
Calhoun, who comes into the line, makes the catch. And here comes Higashi Oka. The throw goes back to the screen.
Disneyland, the world's most fabulous kingdom, will be unveiled before an invitational world premiere.
Trout is there. He makes the catch. And here comes Frazier. He scores. And the Yankees have taken a 3-2 lead.
And with crews and cameras on the spot, we'll guide you through this truly magic land.
It'll be a 2-1 to Goodwin. Swung on and lined to right center field. There's a base hit to tie the game.
That certainly felt like, obviously, a big break for us to get the leadoff hitter on in that fashion.
A half swing at a breaking ball. Gets away from Lucroy. Recovers. Throws high. And Torres is on. How do y'all like that? He had Torres dead to right. He lobbed it, and he lobbed it over the head of the first baseman.
Disneyland, which is equipped to service over 1,000 members of the worldwide press, here to cover this truly great event.
Not trying to do too much. I always stay in focus in that situation, looking for a good pitcher in the zone and right there, run.
Swung on and lined to right center field. It is a base hit. Gleyber scores. Urshela comes through again.
Since he's come up here and gotten an opportunity to play, he's had good at-bats. He's hit the ball hard.
The pitch caught on and missed. Ball game over. Yankees win.
Walt, you've made a bum out of Barnum today, but we've got to go.
I know, but I just want to say a word of thanks to the workers and everybody that helped make this dream come true.
Here is a new one for the Major League Baseball schedule maker. The petition will now be circulated to start all West Coast baseball games involving the Yankees and the Metropolitans, too, to begin at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Only Mike Ford is happy the game went longer than 4 hours since he is paid by inning and length of game. Mike says he's more than happy to be a company man helping to keep the Yankees under that luxury tax threshold. Even though the game ended around 2:40 New York time, ratings were higher than expected since the only other TV options were Cindy Crawford skincare, Larry King selling reverse mortgages, and the Nielsen ratings for the game, yes, included Roosters who have been for a long time Yankee boosters. So, more viewers than you'd think. The New York Yankees. They did something you thought you would never see in your lifetime. They won a baseball game off of that LaCroix error, a wild pitch, a stolen base, and get this, the RBI single. I repeat, the RBI single. Talk from situational hitting. Urshela with two extra inning RBIs. Hap for the New York Yankees and Hapless of the Angels were both very good to start the game. But you don't forget Ottavino getting those two double plays, one in the eighth inning and one in the ninth inning. And you don't forget Holder he was facing the world's greatest baseball player in the 13th inning, Mike Trout. The count was 3-2. The pitch caught Trout looking, that 3-2 pitch. Trout was looking and looking bad. Looking bad, and something you'd like to misremember was Chapman, who allowed the tying run to score in the 12th inning by hitting a batter and allowing a batter to hit him. Two of them, in fact. When visiting Southern California, you'll find it fun for the entire family debating where you're going to get the most value for your entertainment dollar and fun and thrills galore. It's either going to be Disneyland or watching the Angels. Disneyland delivers Mickey Mouse. The Angels, the Mickey Mouse Club, losing their DH and games, whichever comes first. Watch as they injure their face diving back to second base. Watch as an outfielder becomes a second baseman. Watch as a pitcher becomes a pinch runner. Watch as a second baseman becomes a third baseman. Watch as a starting pitcher, Trevor Cahill, ended the game striking out. The Angels striking fear in baseball fans everywhere, especially their own fans. Fun for the entire family watching the Unwatchables. And you know we'll all be watching the Unwatchables and the New York Yankees, who know from being on occasion, what do you think, unwatchable themselves. The Yankees, they lose players, win games. 4 in a row, 6 of 7. Now, for a moment, we look ahead to July 4th. Most of us covering all age groups, we all really know from what is so American, so New York, so worldwide, Macy's fireworks. But this year, Macy's plan is to provide something new and something innovative. Come July 4th, as we all look for something unforgettable, Macy's plans to ignite Bryce Harper. Bryce will sit on a barge on the East River, waiting for that moment when he'll be set off, when he'll be lit to the delight of kids everywhere. Macy's knows that to set Bryce off, to light and ignite Harper, you can show him almost any major league umpire. And last night in the 4th inning from the dugout at Citi Field in Flushing, Queens, New York City, we got a preview of what to expect on the 4th of July as Bryce went off on Mark Carlson, delighting the intimate gathering at Citi Field, and it was something special to see. Marv Albert said Bryce was on fire, and so the New York City Fire Department was called to keep Bryce from spreading. And from all accounts, once Bryce was put out, no injuries were reported. Thank God for that. How about the game? Steven Matz, brilliant for 6. Alonso, double your pleasure. Rambo, Ramos, made it 2-0. McNeil, may I say it again, please? McNeil, the real deal. 12-10, they are with the record atop the heap. A number one, the New York Metropolitans, and don't you forget it, they are tied with Philadelphia at 12-10. We, that's an editorial, just for the record. Here is your Metropolitan lineup. We'll give you the Yankee lineup. Once that's announced, the Yankees apparently at this hour, 6:39, keeping us all in suspense. But you know it's going to be a power-packed lineup. And listen, you can have the lineup the Yankees had last night and win in 9 innings, which would be very nice of them to do, with the pregame show beginning at 9:25. Here is your Metropolitan lineup versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Finding Nimmo in center field, he is leading off. Alonso, he'll be batting number two over there at first. The 36-year-old second baseman, he's okay after getting hit by a pitch. Whoops, sorry. No, it wasn't a hit by pitch. It was a foul ball, wasn't it? Cano is batting number three. Michael Conforto in right field is batting cleanup. Wilson Ramos is behind the plate, number five. Jeff McNeil, why is he over there at? Why isn't he? Why is he out there instead of over here? McNeil is in left field batting number six. And the reason he's in left field is because we all need to have Todd Frazier at third. And Todd, with the Toms River, he is batting number seven. Guillaume. So no Rosario tonight. Guillaume is at shortstop batting number eight. And Zach Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen, on the hill for the New York Metropolitans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.